Alei Shuru Chilek Aleph Shin Mem. At the bottom, Shar Sheni Perek Shlishi Amud Ein Gimel. The author had written there, Manifla Lishmo La'atzas G'dolei HaDor. How wonderful it is to follow the advice of G'dolei HaDor, Lilmod Kol Yom Shnei Dapim Gemara, Velachzor Lehem Arba Pe'amim. To learn every day 2 pages of Gemara and to revise 4 times. Kamuvan Zetoli Bechoysher Tfisasoi Uvechoch Zechoino Shekol Echad. Of course, this depends on one's quickness of grasp and one's memory. Ayen b'Shulchan Aruch shel Harav HaGereshaz, Rav Shneur Zalman, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Hilachos Talmud Torah, Perek Beis, Halacha Ches. He writes there, v'gam mi sheyodea be'atzmo she'shechan gadol b'tivoi v'toiladtoi. Even somebody who knows of himself that he does not remember very well, he forgets things quite easily. So that even if he revises his learning numerous times, he will only be able to remember the material for a short time, and thereafter to forget the material bit by bit. Even such a person, even such a person cannot exempt himself from this prohibition in the Torah, the pen tishkach, lest you forget. And he also cannot exempt himself from the positive commandment of learning. The mitzvahs of the Torah are equally applicable to all Jews. The Torah is not given according to each individual's means. It is not so that one person is obligated in the mitzvah and another person is completely exempt because of his particular circumstances as nature. Ela kol echad chav lizkor devarei Torah beliboy. Rather, each individual is obligated to remember words of Torah kefi choltoi vasagas kuchs dirchoinoi, according to his ability and the power of his memory, im me'at v'im harbe devarei Torah, whether little or more. Ve'al ze amru lo alecha melecha ligmor. This is the meaning of the Mishnah in Pekei Avos. It is not up to you to complete the job. Kegon mishu shechechan gadoil. For example, somebody who really forgets things very easily. If he learns halachos, for example, 1 chapter per day, and he revises it 100 times, maybe more, even if he does this the entire day, he will not be able to remember the material well, for example, 1 month. And afterwards, if he doesn't revise the material, he'll begin to gradually forget it. He's obligated to do as follows. To learn every day, 1 chapter. And to revise throughout the day. And to do so for 30 days. At the end of the month, he must revise these 30 chapters a number of times so that he can remember the material well for another, say, 3 or 4 weeks. Afterwards, he must learn another chapter every day, revise it the entire day, and do so until the end of 3 or 4 weeks. Then you must revise once or twice the first 30 chapters, and also the later chapters he learned throughout these 3 or 4 weeks, so that you can remember all the material for a few more weeks. In the meantime, he must learn another chapter every day. And he should do so to continue perek echad b'chol yoyim, to learn 1 chapter every day, b'chol yomim sheben time, in the intermediate days, bein chazara lechazara, between one revision and the next, ad she'ilmad kol kach hrbe mishnah v'salmud, to the point where he learns so much, b'inan k'shitzarech lachzor l'rishonois b'sof kol chodesh, k'fi tiv'oi, so that when he has to revise the original material at the end of each chapter, according to his nature, we're talking about a person who cannot remember well for longer than a month. The revision will take him the entire month. so that he revises everything he's learned up to now. And continue this cycle every single month. Even though it will emerge that he cannot learn and know throughout his days, only that which he can do in 1 month, he shouldn't be concerned. It's not up to you to finish the job. It was so too in the days of Chazal. There were also Talmidim who were not widely knowledgeable. They would know Be'alpe only one tractate. Some Talmidim could learn only two Masechtos Be'alpe. Adkan the Shulchan Aruch. The author says, Hadvarim Amurim B'mi Shikoch Zichronei Chalash. He was speaking about somebody whose memory is weak. However, V'chol Mi Shidatoi V'chokh Zichronei Yafeh. Somebody with a powerful mind and powerful memory, sheyachol lilmoid velizkor kol haTorah shebalpe kula, who can learn and remember the entire Torah shebalpe, harei ze lo yisa yisha, should not get married ad shilmoid techilat Torah shebalpe kula, should not get married until he knows the entire Torah shebalpe, im ein yitzroi noy kefoy, unless his yetzera bothers him. Ayin shem pergimel alef boirich. Then, Shar Shelishi Marechas Das Etzmenu Peregimel Amud Kuf Mem Zayin. The author says now, Yesh Lilmoid Bis Sumeslemi Rubais Teras Arba Se Yesodais. One should learn with great attention the teaching of the four Yesodais. Merov Oimek Hadavarim, because his matters are deep, Nimna HaMechaber Bikol Esber Besech HaPerek. The author avoided explaining anything there in the text itself. Ulam Kedele Kareves Hadavarim El Tfis Aseinu. However, in order to bring these matters closer to our grasp, Yesh losif kan divrei be'ur ketzarim. We have to add a few words of explanation. Yesod ha'esh, when we speak about that, yashifa ha'kelalis beruchanius. It's a general aspiration in the spiritual realm. Im li yisalois b'kedusha, on the positive side, to rise in holiness, o im leha'alois esrech ha'ani, or on the negative side, to raise the value of the I. Mi shelo tiken es yesod ha'esh, a person who hasn't rectified this foundation, mevakesh serara v'chavoid, will seek positions of authority and recognition. Misko'e, he will be arrogant. Koyes, he will be an angry person. Makpid, a person who is annoyed easily. Im bitul shifa anuchis zoi, once this selfish aspiration is negated, yecholal lizgalos b'lev anetiyah lavoi litoher. What can be revealed in the heart is the tendency to purify oneself with sincerity, vargashas halishma. Yesod ha'mayim, the foundation of water, yashifa klalis begufanius. That's the general aspiration in the realm of the physical. Leta'anugim noichiyus v'oishir. An aspiration for pleasure, for comfort, for wealth. Hazeicheli gamel mishifa gufanis zeis. A person who manages to wean himself off of these desires, milvad hamida echechis, of course, besides what is necessary, will find in his heart the desire to bestow on others. From a taker, he becomes a giver. One cannot compress the breadth and the depth of these matters into a few lines. Perhaps not even an entire book would be sufficient to describe all the details of these aspirations and the interactions between them. It's clear. There's mutual influence between these two foundations of fire and water. The spiritual aspiration to grow in sanctity and Avodas Hashem, goyereres b'midah rabba gam es hashifa gufanis achrei avodah, to a large extent, influences and pulls the physical aspiration towards avodah. Tikkun yesod ha'esh boylem es chemdas ha'ta'anugim. When a person rectifies the foundation of fire, that blocks the desire for pleasure. Ulhefech, conversely, im kol shifas adam le ta'anugim gufanim. If a person aspires to merely physical satisfaction, nechleshes pulas yesid ha'ish, the function of the foundation of fire is weakened. Not just the positive aspect of fire, which is the desire to grow. Even the selfish desire for recognition and for authority is undermined. Because a person is so immersed in pursuing certain pleasures, he doesn't care anymore about being noticed by people. He just immerses himself in behemius. Al hayachas ben shtei hashifus yesodiyos, regarding the relationship between these two fundamental aspirations, kosav ha-maharal ken shtei tenois hofchios badam. The Maharal writes that there are two opposite movements within a person, velo yimotzei shnei hafachim biyachad. They are mutually exclusive. Im ikar shifas adam ruchanius. If a person's main aspiration is for the spiritual, this undermines the physical aspiration. Ulehefech, and the converse is true as well. Yesod haruach v'yesod ha'afar, the two other yesodos, that of wind and that of earth, yeshliros b'em yesodos ha'bitzua, should be seen as the foundations of performance. Shnehem yicholim l'shemesh hen l'ruchanius v'hen l'gufanius. Both can be used both for spiritual aims and physical aims. When the mind and the body together are hitched in the service of passion in avodah, for example, to the point of singing and dancing, and they combine into learning in by in the midst of negating inappropriate thoughts, aladei tikkun mushlam shel yesod ha'esh, by a perfect rectification of the foundation of fire. Hari ha'adam u'ben aliyah. The person is a ben aliyah. Kasher shneim nigrarim achar chemdas ha'tanugim v'hakesef, when the two of them are pulled in the direction of desire for pleasure and money, ha'seichel mamtzi ofanei hana'os v'hasagasan. The mind will then devise various means of pleasure and how to attain them. Ha'dibur soveiv rak al nosei v'turei hana'os. Speech will then revolve around subjects of various pleasures. The aguf olech b'ikvasem, and the body will follow both of them. Harei gam haseichel yechol leshemesh hen es hashifa ruchanis v'hen es haguf yitzara. The mind can also serve whether spiritual aspirations or the body and its inclinations. Bazeh kasvo rishonim, it's in this vein that the rishonim write, ki etzem inyanah shel haTorah, the very objective of the Torah is lehagbir es hasechel al hata'ava, to enthrone the mind over one's physical desires. Hare yeshno yachas yashir bin yesod haruach uven yesod ha'mayim. There is a direct relationship between the foundation of wind and that of water. Shehasechel yachol yisgaber gam mitzad atzmoy al hachemda. The mind can overcome chemda by itself. Ulehefech, the converse is also true. Hagbaras chemda machlishas koach hasechel. The more one immerses oneself in hedonism, the weaker one's mind becomes. Inyan ze eno nogel lema shevenu leil mehamaharal. But this is separate to what we wrote above from the Maharal. Hakoyachos hamafilim es hayesodos. The forces that activate these yesodos hem hadimyoin are two. One of them is a dimyoin, the power of fantasy and imagination, v'gam letzad hara shilton yetzer, and also shilton yetzer. Hadimyon mikochis haruach, the dimyon is one of the forces of the wind, shilton yetzer mikochis aguf, the domination of the yetzer is associated with the body. Pe'uloisem shonois, the function differently, and we learned about them in Prakim Hay and Vav. Kedai lanu levarir le'atzmen, it is worthwhile to clarify to ourselves, how it is that Dimyoin and Shilton Yetzer act on the Yesodos, Kedesh Neda Ma'alin El Saken, in order to know what it is that we have to perfect. Ninasel Aruch Reshima, here's a list. In the middle is the Yesod, Ha'esh, Haruach, Hamayim, He'afar. So when it comes to Eish, Pulas the Dimyoin is Tziurei, Kavoid, Usrara. These are images of recognition, honor, authority. The manifestation on the left, Pe'ulas Shilton Yetzer, is Kaas, anger. when the Yesod is Ruach, Pu'ulas HaDemion on the right, Tzirei Hispa'arus, images of boasting on the left, Lashon Hara. Shetun HaYetzer manifests itself here through evil speech. Yesod HaMayim, Pu'ulas HaDemion is Tzirei Ta'anugim, imagery, mental imagery of various pleasures. On the left, Pu'ulas Shelton HaYetzer, Mekashe Atzmo Yeladas, that's the person who willingly, knowingly causes himself an erection. And when the Yesod is He'afar, the Demyon works through Cheshbonos Shelius, Yeush, all sorts of calculations regarding desperation. On the left, the Pe'ula of the Yetzer is Atzlus, laziness. Kamuvan Ein Ela Ela Dugmois, these are mere examples. These forces can cause other sins as well. Then Ma'areches Das Ketzes Derachav Perik Rishon Amud Kuf Sameches. We wrote over there, Kol Adam Chayav Lo Das Sheyesh Lo Yichashivus. Every person is obligated to know of his own importance. Hadvarim Emeforashim Besefer Shari Ha'avudah L'Rabbeinu Yonah. These words are explained clearly in that sefer, Shira'oir Ze'ata, which was just published, the author was writing Bnei Brak Tavshin Chav Zayin in 1967 or so, Bischilas HaSefer, at the beginning of Shari Avuda of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, HaPesach HaRishonu, the very first doorway, Sheyeda HaIsh Oyved Erech Atzmoy, that the Oyved should know his own value, VeYakir Ma'alasei U'Ma'alas HaBoisav, and know his greatness and that of his forefathers, Ugdulosam, Vachashivusam, Vechibosam, their greatness, importance, and their being beloved, the Celeborees Borah, by the Creator. Veyishtadel Luishazek Tamid, Lehamid Atzmoy Bamala Ha'i, he should constantly strive to maintain himself at that level, Lisnaid Bah Tamid, and to behave in accordance with that level constantly. Veyetzelu Yimize, what will emerge is Kikashi is Ave Ta'ava, when a certain inappropriate lust occurs, and perhaps arrogance develops in his mind, to do something which is inappropriate. He should feel embarrassed, both for himself and because of his forefathers. He should say to himself, Adam gadol v'chashuv kamoini, such a great and important person as myself. A person who contains so much good within himself. And I'm a descendant of such great people. How can I do this great evil? And to sin before my God and before my forefathers. If the person does not recognize his importance, and the greatness of his forefathers, it will be easy for him to follow his evil ways, to be a naval who simply wishes to fulfill his desires. Sham Perik Shlishi Amud Kuf Ayin Aleph. The author had written there, Soid He'afar Huak Veidus,